You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
The Apostle Curtis Watkins and the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple of Titusville invite you to attend the Midday Experience Melbourne Part 2 this Saturday at 12 noon, where the guest speaker is Prophetess Carissa Moses. The event will be held at the Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center, 3316 South Monroe Street in Melbourne. Once again, that's the Midday Experience with Prophetess Carissa Moses at the Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center, 3316 South Monroe Street in Melbourne, this Saturday at 12 noon.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Beverly Crawford. Yes, from telling us that it's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power for Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Guess what? This radio station have made it possible each Friday, each churches today and Monday morning, Friday and Monday morning. Come on, this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, has made it possible for us to come into your homes, come into your cars, and listen the way a Cypress audience. I am so glad you're tuning into the radio broadcast today, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, it's time for your miracle. Pull yourself up. Pull yourself up. Come on. There is hope. Come on. There is peace. There is joy. Come on. Pull yourself up. Get up. Wake up. Pull yourself up and let the enemy know. Guess what? It is time for my miracle. No matter what is going on with me, no matter how long I've been in this predicament, it's time for my miracle. I want you to get excited. I want you to tell somebody, call a friend, call a neighbor, share with this and let them know the miracle ready. Your broadcast is about time for your miracle. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you again. All of you that's tuning in, by the way, a Cypress audience, we want you to tag and share with them and let them know now we are now on the air. Praise our God. Thank God for you, you and you. Listen, we want to thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. Bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. To all our prophetesses. Amen. To all our evangelists. To all our the members that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. 1219 South Street. Listen, we want you to get excited about what God is doing. Amen. We want to share with you some of the things that God is going to be doing in the midst of us. We want you to get excited about it and come be with us and join in with us. Amen. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, closed in our right mind. We had the activity of our limbs. We thank you now, God, hallelujah, that all things will be well. Amen. Throughout the day, we thank you, God, that we will have the peace of God throughout the day. We thank you that our joy will remain throughout the day, Father. We thank you for how you're keeping us covered in your blood throughout the day as we travel going through and forth today, oh Father. We thank you that every need is met, God, for everyone on the other side of the radio dial, everyone on the other side of the Cypress audience, Father. We thank you today, God, that all their needs are met, Father. We thank you that they're healed from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, yes, as you heard when the broadcast came on and you heard a little clip in there in the beginning of the broadcast when it first came on. Amen. And it got the address and everything where this event is going to take place on Saturday, 12 noon. You don't want to miss this with Prophetess Carissa Moses. You don't want to miss this with my daughter. Amen. Moses now. She was a Watkins, but she married. But it's Carissa Moses. It's going to be something. This is backed by popular demand by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. She will be there in Melbourne, Florida, Saturday, 12 noon, high noon. You don't want to miss that prophetic service. It's going to be something in the place. Amen. Those of you that have been to that midday experience, you already know what it is going to be like. It's going to be something in the place on tomorrow evening, tomorrow at 12 noon. Amen. We got some little few announcements here also. Listen, get ready. Get ready. I'm telling you, it's going to be a week of explosion in the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a week of God just meeting the needs and doing things and working situations out. I want you to come and be with us. Amen. Come be with us. God is so good. Hallelujah. Yes. Again, October the 11th, 12 noon. Prophetess Carissa Moses. Come on. The midday explosion. It will be right there in Melbourne, Florida. 3316 South Street, Melbourne, Florida. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be something in the place. Amen. We heard it that way. Listen, then October the 12th, 2025, 6 o'clock. Guess what? I will be there. The Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple will be right there in Melbourne again. It's going to be something in the place. I want you to know God is going to meet the needs. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the Living God International. Living God International Church. Amen. 2904 Lister Street. Lister Street. City Boulevard, the whole City Boulevard, Melbourne. I want you to know God is going to be doing great and mighty things in this services. That is 6 o'clock. That's that Sunday, 12 noon, Sunday. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock Sunday. And that's the 12th. I'm looking at it, talking about 12 noon, looking back up here. It's going to be again, October the 12th. Service at 6 o'clock at the Living God International Healing Ministry, 2904. That's going to be in Melbourne, Florida. Okay, then October the 13th through the 17th, 7 o'clock nightly, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, will be honoring and appreciating an apostle. They'll be appreciating their apostle and pastor. It's going to be the whole week. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss it. And we're looking forward to seeing you in these services. Amen. And it will conclude in the 19th. It will end the 19th at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock. The end of it will be at 3 o'clock. And it's going to be held at let me see where this is going here. It's going to be held at the Gracious Center. I'm trying to read this down here. 1551 Horace Avenue, Melbourne. It's going to be held in Melbourne. All right. That's that Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. All right, then October the 20th through the 24th revival is going to be held at the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue, 1500 Florida Avenue. That's in Melbourne too, and 7 o'clock nightly again. This is with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. It's going to be held there, and the 30th. The 30th of October, the church will be with the Pentecostal Church of the Living God, 2246 Northview Street, Elect Palm Bay. That's with Pastor Deborah, Pastor Deborah Jones, is celebrating with her. It's going to be there also. So we'll be busy this week. We'll be busy this week, this month coming in. We'll be busy, busy, busy. So I was just going to give you this rule announcements, and we will get them all together so we'll be able to be in these services that God is allowing us to be in and allowing us to have. We're going to look to see you in the midst of the services. Praise our God. Now, I want you to know to all to the bereaved families that's going through the bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolence. We want to send out our condolence to the Davis family. We want to send out our condolences in the passing of your mother, co-worker that we worked many years together at McDonnell Douglas, in the passing of Miss Lily Davis. We want to send out our condolences to the Davis family. Our thought and our prayers are with you. Those that have been gone, Sister Juanita, Houston, we are praying for you still. We are praying for all those who have gone through bereavement hour and will go through bereavement hour, that God will see you through. He's going to see you through. He's going to bring you out. Amen. We thank God for you, you and you. Praise our God. Listen, I want to encourage you on today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're into, going to be facing or going up against, I want you to know that God is still with you. He's with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He is omnipresent, and he's going to do what? Bring you out. You must believe and know that God can and he will do exceeding above all we think or ask. I am so excited about what God is doing. I've learned to trust in God. That's what the songwriter wrote. The song said, I've learned to trust in God. Come on here. I've learned to trust in him. Why? Because everything else is falling down but the word of God. And we must hold fast to the word of God. God bless you, Brother Little. Aaron, God bless you, Lady Woods. Thank God for y'all coming on, tuning on, and being with us on the broadcast today. I pray that something be said to lift you up and to encourage you along the way. We want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast, and to all of you that's tuning in, thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, there is situations, circumstances that we're in, but we know our God reigns and he lives and he's in the midst of it, in the midst of it, no matter what is going on. Hallelujah. What we got to do, we got to pray about it. What we got to do is start giving God thanks in the midst of what we're in, because we already know the outcome. As believers, we already know the outcome. What's going to happen? Because while we pray and we believe God and we expect God to do something great and marvelous, you know, for us and with us and through us. So when we pray, we must believe that things are going to turn around. Things will turn around because he heareth us when we pray. God heareth us. He heareth you when you pray. Amen. He heareth you. So what we have to do is keep praying, and we have to keep expecting and believing, and just keep on pressing our way through. As we said on Monday, we got to walk this out. You got to walk this out. You got to walk this out through faith. You got to walk this out through his word, because guess what? The enemy has come to try to detour you. The enemy has come to try to make you feel or think that God is not going to bring you out, that God is not going to work out the circumstances, the situation. But the Bible says, according to what the word of God says, his ears are open to the righteous cry, and he heareth us. Amen. He heareth us. So when we know he heareth us, guess what? He's going to do exactly what his word said. I often say this, according to the book of Jude, he says, and we use this word, dismissal prayer, but we can just use this. He says in the book of Jude, now unto him that is able to do what? To keep us from falling, and to do what? To present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion hence, now, power, and forevermore. God is still on the throne. He's not going to, come on, just because the situation try to present itself, that God is not going to bring you out. He's still on the throne. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's still a Savior. And we're not going to change our mind. We're not going to change our confession about what we're saying about God, because it looks like we're not coming out. It feels like we're not being delivered. It seems like there's not been a way being made. This is why we walk by faith, not by sight, because the enemy will try to get you discouraged along the way. That's his job. But the Bible says, come on, the Bible says again, now unto him that is able, God is able to do anything if you believe it. Come on here. If you believe it, God will do it. If you believe it, God will turn it around. If you believe it, God will open up doors in the midst of it, bring you out. He will deliver you. He will set you free. All you got to do is believe God. Believe God. Stand on his word. Come on. Stand on his word. I was contemplating about what should I minister on today, this morning when I came on the radio. And it just dropped in my spirit. We ministered from this before, and we talked from this before. You know, a lot of times we try to go get something new, but the word of God is still the same. Ain't nothing new. The word of God is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, you can read something so many times, and every time you read it, you'll get something else different out of it. You'll get a different revelation out of it. So we want to go to the book of Acts, praise God, the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter. Amen. We got some time here, and we want to go on this. I'm telling you, prayer is so important. Prayer, you got to have a prayer life. On this Christian journey, you got to have a prayer life. You just can't have any a social life and all this and don't have no prayer life. You got to have a prayer life. It takes a prayer life in this walk. It takes a prayer life and it take a word level in this walk right here. You got to have the word and you got to have prayer, and you got to mix it together in order to get miracles, in order to get results. You can't just walk this life and don't have a prayer life and don't have a word life, because things will take you over. It will take you over in this life if you don't have a what? Prayer life. Come on, that's what we're going to deal with. And we preach from this and we talk from this before. The book of Acts, the 3rd chapter, and it says, Now Peter and John, that's it. Now Peter and John went up together. You got to be together. You got to be together. You can't be divided. You got to be together. You got to stand together in prayer. You got to stand together in the word and believe. You need to have somebody that's going to believe. You need to have somebody that's going to touch and agree with you. It said, now Peter and John, hallelujah, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the 9th hour of prayer. We've been talking about prayer. It's very important that you have a prayer life. It's very important, because this is where he communicates to you also, through prayer and through the word. Hallelujah. It says the 9th hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried with them. They laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that what entered into the temple. You got to be together. See, they together, they brought the man here. They daily, they did this. But this particular day, something is getting ready to take place. Somebody could say, my miracle is getting ready to take place today. Come on, hallelujah. Which seen Peter and John about to enter into the temple, asking alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Do you have something in you that somebody can see and expect something from out of you just by looking at you? Come on, because you got a prayer life, because you got a word life. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I just don't want them to look up on me because of the outward appearance. I just don't want them just to look up on them because of the things that I possess in life. But I want them to look up on me and see that, guess what? I got something within me that they need, that they can benefit from. Come on. Through the word, through prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. And then we're going to read this again. It says right here, it says, whom seen Peter and John about to enter into the temple, asking Alma there. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Look on us. When you begin to look on someone that has in a word or has a prayer life, you expect it as believers that there's something within them that I can grasp it to and I can grow by and I can get delivered, I can get healed like this man was. Okay, here it is. And he says in the fifth verse, and he says, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something, expecting to receive something from them. Come on. When you go into a crowd, is somebody expecting to pull something, to receive something from you because they see what's in you, because they hear your word, your word that's coming out your mouth? Are they expecting to receive something such as this man did? Hallelujah. That they took that and laid there daily. Then Peter said, according to what the word say, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. See, I'm offering you what's on the inside of me. I can't offer you nothing if it's nothing's not inside of me. If I don't have a prayer life, if I don't have a word life, come on. So only thing I'm able to offer you is what I'm putting on the inside, what I'm feeding the inside. Come on. So therefore, if you got a prayer life and you got a word life and somebody's going through some stuff, you offer them what you have been praying. You offer them what you have been reading through the word of God, according to what Peter and John is doing here. All right. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Give I unto thee. Hallelujah. So he gave him what he had. He didn't have silver. He didn't have gold. But he had what was on the inside. What was on the inside? Come on. What was on the inside? He offered it to him. Come on. Because what the Bible says, he was expecting to receive something from those who that enter into the temple. So here come Peter and John entering into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer. This man laying from there, from his mother's womb, and they laid him daily there at the gate. Come on. They laid him daily there at the gate. And here it is. Here come Peter and John on their way into the temple. Come on. To pray. Come on. Say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whew. My. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, what he said? He said, arise up and walk. It's time for you to arise. It's time for you to arise out of that situation. It's time for you to arise out of that thing that got you bogged down. He said, arise up and walk. This is what he said. Come on here. Hallelujah. And after he said this, and he said, and he took him by the right hand. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Come on. And lifted him up. And the Bible said immediately. Come on. Right here. Immediately. This is what you got to respond to. Immediately. Not 2 weeks later. Not. Come on, somebody. Not 2 months down the road. He said immediately. When you pray. And when you use the word of God and when you take him at his word, it said immediately, this man right here, immediately, his feet and his ankle bones receive strength. When you use the word of God and when you pray, immediately you have the word results. Immediately you have what you're saying according to the word. God bless you, Brother James. Yes. Brian, bless you. I'm telling you, God will move if you only believe. God will move if you pray. God will move if you choose to use his word. According to what the scripture says right here, immediately his feet and his ankle bones receive the strength. And the Bible says in the eighth verse, the Bible says, listen, and he leaped. Come on. And he leaped and stood up. This man was lame from his mother's womb. never walk. Come on. Some people say, well, you got to crawl before you walk. But this man didn't crawl. This man didn't crawl. The Bible says right here, and he leaped. And he stood up. You got to leap and you got to stand up. That's why when we go to the service, when you see some people, we be leaping. We be leaping. We stand up and we go to leaping. We go to praising God. Come on. Hallelujah. All right. Let me come on back here. He says, and he leaped up and stood up and walked. He didn't say he crawled. He said he walked and entered into, and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Walking, leaping, and praising God. Walking, leaping, and praising God. Walking, leaping, and praising God. This is what we do when things started happening. This is what we do when we've been praying and we get the word results behind the prayer. This is what happened. What takes place here. He began to leap, walk, and praise God. And the 8th, 9th verse says, and all the people that saw him walking and praising God, they seen him. They see people are hesitant to keep you where they saw you at in the state of your life when you were going through some stuff. But they don't really see, like these people, they were there stoned. It's going to show you. They couldn't believe that this was this man that was sitting by the gate that's begging alms. But now this man is leaping, walking, and praising God. And they say, and the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which would sit there at alms. Begging for alms at the gate, at the beautiful gate of the temple. Come on. And they were filled with amazement. They was filled with wonders. They was filled with wonder, amazement. Come on. Is this not he? This is the hangman. What happened here? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That which had appeared unto them, when God do something and he bring you out, people going to realize that prayer is very important. When you pray about things, and you give it over to the Lord. And it says, as the lame man, which was healed. Come on. Hallelujah. Peter and John, all in the people, ran together unto them. Come on. Unto them. In the place that is called Sepul, they were so amazed. They were so amazed. See, then, okay, when Peter and John was on their way into the temple, being the 9th hour of prayer, and they saw this man laying here, and well, he seen them. The Bible said he put his eyes upon them, expected to receive something from them. What are you expecting when you come into an agreement with God's word? What are you expecting when you come in an agreement with prayer through God's word? What are you expecting? I'm expecting a change. I'm not expecting to be the same when I hear a word. I'm not expecting to be the same when I get prayer. I'm expecting the opposite. Come on, what the enemy is trying to do. This man was lame from his mother's womb. This man was carried there daily by the ones. I can't understand. Why did they not help him going into the temple? Why did they put him there? See, people, I'm going to say it again. People only want to put you where they want you at. That's why I tell God, keep me in my right mind. Keep me with my health. Keep me with my strength so that I'm able to do what? Bring myself to the house of God. I don't want nobody just to bring me to the house of God and leave me on the out courts. Come on. I want to do what the scripture said. I want to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And I want to do what? Bless his holy name. I want to be able to leap. I want to be able to praise God. I want to be able to throw my hands up and just give him glory. Thank God for what he's doing. Because when you pray and you pray fervent, when you pray and believe and take God as the word, things begin to happen when you pray. Because guess what? His ears are open to the righteous cry, and he have heard you according to what your faith believe and according to what you're saying. The Bible says right here, I'm talking about prayer, fervent prayer. Do you not know when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, the Bible say he prayed to sweat some blood drops, like sweat. When you pray, that's intense prayer. Come on, we're talking about prayer again. When prayer is being made up, prayer has been offered